This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Melissa Bradley, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce Deputy Chief Tim Becker of the Columbus Police Department, who is here today to talk about policy decisions within his department that involve both labor and management. Chief, welcome.
Thank you.
So, can you talk a little bit about what steps the department has taken to improve recruiting and retention, especially when it comes to building a diverse workplace?
Yeah, this is one of our most important issues in Columbus, driven all the way from the mayor on down. We have a lot of us that are very committed to the concept of it. Experiencing the reality of getting the diversity we want has been a bigger challenge than we'd like, and I think a lot of agencies face that. In the last year, we've underwent a lot of changes to our hiring process to try to bring better diversity. To start with, we hired two different outside consultants to come in and examine all our processes that we did. Both these consultants had experience in other fields of recruiting unique workers. For instance, one had a very successful campaign for getting males to go into the occupation of nursing. So we're looking for some paradigm shifts in our practices. And so we brought these agencies in. They did full exams for us and gave us some recommendations. And then one led us through our marketing and advertising strategy for our last session up to our police test that we recently gave. Some of the things that we did as a result of this that were different is we used social media a lot more in our advertising. Normally in the past, we'd use mainstream media, television ads. We couldn't afford to do a whole lot of those often, but we had gone to a lot of newspaper ads, and we really got away from that this time. We found they weren't being very successful. One of the things, we used Pandora. And we use Facebook, and in there you can target the receivers. So all those ads were only targeted to the groups that we were trying to reach. We have we're blessed with a very high turnout for our hiring tests. And we weren't worried about getting overall numbers, though the white male applicants come whether we advertise to them or not. We get plenty of those very qualified candidates. But we're looking to reach the areas who don't generally consider law enforcement as a career. So part of that, we held three expos at our academy. And with these expos, we targeted our ads to these different groups to try to bring them information about what they could expect for a career in law enforcement, and specifically with the Columbus Division of Police. And we had about 1,000 people sign up and about 900 people attend these four-hour sessions. And in there, we walked them through what the academy's like, what they should expect from a physical fitness standpoint, what they should expect from a academic standpoint, and then what to expect from people on the job. And we brought in a lot of our officers that fit the diversity category and had less than 5 years experience on. So they were younger and could relate with our applicant age people and tell them what their experiences have been so far. Right now, we walked all the way through that process, and then we gave a test, and we're awaiting the test results right now, and we'll see if it had a change or a good impact on what we did. But we really are rethinking everything we do in recruiting. So.
What role does the union play?
The union, I will say, has been kind of neutral for us in the recruiting. We know historically that our biggest recruiters are our own employees. So we've been trying to teach our own employees how to recruit better. When they see somebody on a run, on a call, somebody in their community, their church, they think mirrors the core values of our agency, that they start encouraging them, especially with females. It's been hard to get females into the law enforcement field. And despite having a female chief of police, we're still struggling to get the numbers we'd like to have. Females have been very successful in our agency. We'd like to grow that population.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about improving officer mental and physical wellness. What are some of the department's recent initiatives? And again, what role does the union play in those initiatives?
We've partnered a lot more with the union on this instance. Often the union knows of issues with our members before the chain of command or administration knows. If there's alcohol or gambling issues, or maybe prescription drug abuse, those have been some major themes that we faced in our agency. And they often know through their members before we do. So we've been trying to coordinate our efforts to get these people the help they need. So there's been a lot of push on that. We started a peer assistance team just within the last couple of years. And last year, they had almost 1,000 contacts where people reached out or they recognized, and these are just officers and the various ranks, but mostly at the officer rank, employees that receive some training and they know how to recognize symptoms. They know how to, what resources are available to point people to the type of counseling or resources they need. And that's been very successful. So far, we collaborate with the city's employee assistance program. We put out mandatory training videos on officer wellness that touch on everything from mental, spiritual, and physical health, and all the resources we have. We've increased our collaboration with city, talking about physical fitness opportunities. And there's now free classes of everything from yoga to weightlifting to cardio almost every week that are available to our employees to go to. We've added additional fitness facilities within our agency to try to encourage that use and just get people to start thinking about that.
Great. Chief, thank you so much for your time and expertise.
You're welcome.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.